From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Alyssa Pedjig. Happy Monday, everyone. Wow, this weekend, definitely big changes. Saturday, we topped out at 89 degrees. Sunday, topped out at 75 degrees. So a very large temperature drop across the area behind that fall front. Typically, we see our first fall front in the middle of October, specifically on October 19th. So a couple days early. And the way we analyze that is by looking at our average morning low. And on October 19th, our average low is 60 degrees. So that's typically when we see our first fall front. But I don't think any of us is really complaining that it did come early. Now, some neighborhoods early today dropped into the 40s. So definitely a cool start. Many probably had to layer up. We're going to keep cool and dry weather through the day today with high-level clouds moving in overhead through this afternoon. Temperatures will be comfortable in the upper 70s. We'll drop down tonight in the low 50s under partly cloudy skies. We'll stay dry Tuesday and Wednesday with moderating temperatures back into the 80s. And we'll turn even warmer Thursday and Friday into the mid-80s as we do track a cold front sweeping through the area, really sweeping through the southeast starting Thursday and then through our local area on Friday. It can bring us a few showers, but not a lot. So we're not putting it in our 7-day forecast. Once the front moves through, we're actually going to cool down to our average temperatures this next weekend. Behind that front on Saturday, our average high is around 79 degrees. Of course, when I do this, I like to give you guys something to look for this week. And we actually have our October full moon on Wednesday. It's known as the Hunter's Moon, and I'll tell you why in a moment. It will officially be full at 10:56 in the morning. Of course, we won't be able to see it then. So the next chance would be obviously once it gets dark outside again. Moonrise will be on Wednesday at 7:07 p.m. Now, if you are wondering why it's known as the Hunter's Moon, it's been given this name because this is the time of year when tribes would gather meat for the long winter ahead. Another example, in June, it's known as the Strawberry Moon because that's when strawberries were actually commonly harvested. And that will do it. I hope you guys enjoy the weather this week. And as always, you can find the very latest forecast by downloading the free First Alert Weather mobile app or joining us for our live forecast on Action News Jax this morning and also on CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News Jax in the evening hours. I'm Action News Jax, meteorologist Alyssa Pedrick for 104.5 WOKV.